The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse. It's underway, the 2024-25 basketball season for Fort Recovery High School. Girls opening up tonight at home against the Crestview Knights. And they'll also be on the road tomorrow night as they'll be taking on Arcanum at Arcanum High School tomorrow evening. JV starts at 6, varsity around 7:30 tomorrow night. Right now having the introduction of the starting lineups. I will remind you that the Gormore Family Dentistry Office would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. That's Dr. Kim Gormore and all of her staff. And her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Gormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. First quarter is being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Ask about Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. That's Calp Pharmacy. Okay, we're about ready to roll here. Here's the opening tip, and we're underway for the 2024-2025 season. Fort Recovery ends up with the tip to start things out. Cameron Mullenkamp came up with it. Lady Indians playing with two seniors and three sophomores, so pretty young team overall. Carly Niekamp with the basketball. Have nice new uniforms, I see, to start the season with. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp passing on the right side to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling the ball back out front. That was Emo Smits with it. Back outside it goes. Right side to Bridget Homan. Homan drives in, misses. And the ball looked like it was partially tipped. And Crestview comes up with it. The Crestview Lady Knights, their opening game of the year as well here this evening. Rob Weaver here. Our studio producer Sebastian Solis back in Portland at the radio station. And Neil Spencer and Anthony Reisner here at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And those of you listening, or I should say listening and watching on the TV network, glad to have you with us. There's a shot up and good by Kennedy Kreider of Crestview to give the Lady Knights the first lead of the game. And here's a ball that's almost stolen from Fort Recovery, but we got it back. And it's going to be a foul called on Crestview. And ball's tossed inbounds out front to Carly Niekamp around the horn. Over on the left, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Inside it goes. Shots fired up. No good by Bridget Holman. Rebound back up and in. Cameron Mullenkamp gets the first basket for Fort Recovery tonight. Crestview with the ball. We have a tie score, 2-2, and Fort Recovery comes up with a steal. Turnover on Crestview. Down comes Bridget Homan. Kennedy Mullenkamp, right side three, is up and no good. Rebound comes to Crestview. Fort Recovery's wasting no time here and taking the shots. Right side it goes. Crestview's Haley McCoy back out front. With the ball there is Ellie Klein. And inside of Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. It was Bridget Homan coming up with the loose ball. Bridget, so one of the members of the volleyball team for the Lady Indians, as is Kennedy Mullenkamp and Cameron Mullenkamp and Carly Niekamp. So pretty much the volleyball team out there on the floor right now. Carly will pass into Kennedy Mullenkamp on the left side it goes. Shots fired up. It's a three. No, it's a two. Two-pointer by Emma Smits. Emma Smits gets a two-point shot. And it's 4-2, Fort Recovery with a two-point lead. Crestview with the basketball. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. Here's a steal by Carly Niekamp, lays it up and in. Carly Niekamp makes it 6-2, Lady Indians on top. Fort Recovery playing without McKenna Hillskamp tonight, one of their anticipated starters who is coming back from an injury, and she'll be back. She was not released for tonight's game, but will be able to play tomorrow night at Arcanum. Here's a three-point shot, no good by Crestview. Rebound, Crestview back up, and no good again. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here come the Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp on the left. She'll stop. Back outside it goes. Bridget Holman. Holman back to Carly Niekamp. Drives along the baseline. Up no good. Got her own rebound. Up no good. And she's fouled. And she'll be at the line for two shots. Once again, I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. At the line, Carly Niekamp up and good. Has, again, two shots, so makes the first one. One more for Carly. Fort Recovery coach by Tyler Deitch. We'll talk with Tyler at halftime of the game tonight. Here's one more for Carly. It's up and no good off the back of the rim. And they say somebody stepped over the line too soon, over the line for Crestview, so Fort Recovery gets another chance. Carly will try the third one. It's good. So the mistake by Crestview stepping over the lane line pays off of Fort Recovery, and now there's a turnover by Crestview, and they're having their issues tonight. It's 8-2. And timeout is called by Crestview. Fort Recovery leads 8-2 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back in a moment here on Jay Country 101 Radio from the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV vaccinations, as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kopp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And don't forget the Fort Recovery location of the Calp Pharmacy is open extra hours during the week until 7, Monday through Thursday night, until 6 on Friday nights. That's Calp Pharmacy at the traffic light in downtown Fort Recovery. Indians put the ball in play. Full court pressure here for Crestview. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Carly down across the timeline. Will pass back out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy dribbling the basketball at the center circle, directing traffic. On the left to Cameron Mullenkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp in the middle, but on the right side to Carly Niekamp, to Bridget Holman out near the center circle. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp to Carly Niekamp along the lane. Carly goes in the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go, and she ends up knocking the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to the Crestview Lady Knights. Lady Indians off to an impressive start here, leading 8-2 over Crestview. Peyton Hoffman in the game now for the Crestview Lady Knights. She'll bring it up. Over on the left side it goes to Josie Kalwicki. Back on the left. There's Ellie Klein with it. Back out top. Back to Klein on the left. Three-point shot is good. Ellie Klein connects on a three, and that makes it an 8-5 game. Full court pressure by Crestview. Fort Recovery having some issues here. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Cameron, and they did not get it across in time. Fort full recovery. Did not get the ball back across the timeline in 10 seconds, so a violation and a turnover on the Lady Indians. Out front with it is Peyton Hoffman. Hoffman dribbles to the right. She'll stop. She's got a big brace on her knee. Inside it goes. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes. Full recovery is Bridget Holman. Missing the inside shot there for Crestview was Haley McCoy. She's a pretty tall young lady, listed at 5'10". Right side it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron now looking for a teammate. Goes back out front to Carly Niekamp. On the left to Bridget Holman. Left corner to Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane. Cameron Mollenkamp back outside it goes to Emma Smits. Back on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now Carly Niekamp between the circles out front. Right side it goes. Cameron Mollenkamp back out top to Bridget Holman. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Score is 8-5. Lady Indians leading by three, and now a steal by Crestview. And the lead is down to one. As scoring on the steal was Josie Kalwicki. Got the steal and got the layup. 8-7 now. And there is a dribbling violation called on Bridget Holman. So Fort Recovery will give up the basketball, and Crestview will have it. Once again, Fort Recovery playing tomorrow at Arcanum. We will not be broadcasting that game, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. Next week, Lady Indians have two games after Thanksgiving. Shots fired up from the left side, no good by Crestview. Rebound, Lady Knights. They trail by one, 8-7, with a minute 29 to go in the first quarter. Out front, stolen by Carly Niekamp. Down she comes, lays it up and in. Carly Niekamp on the steal, and she has 6 points now on the night to lead the Lady Indians in scoring, and it's 10-7. Here's a three-point shot. Oh, good. Wow. Casey Gregory drills a three, a long three from the right, making it a tie game, 10-10. Fort Recovery with the ball, being pressed full court. Down it goes, and it's thrown away. Just out of the reach of Maddie Shaneline, who's in the game now for Fort Recovery. Here's an outside shot up and no good by Crestview. Crestview got the rebound over on the right. Three-point shot's good again. Casey Gregory with two threes here in the last minute. That gives Crestview a lead of 13-10. And here's the ball. That should be, oh, wow. That should have been a jump ball. They're going to call Maddie Shaneline at Fort Recovery for a foul. So Crestview will toss it in here. It's going to be Lily Best putting the ball in play. She's a junior on this squad. This Casey Gregory, who just hit two threes, she's only a sophomore for Crestview, so she has a very bright future for the Lady Knights. Crestview from Convoy, Ohio, here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. There's a pass to the center circle, down to 15 seconds. Crestview's going to take the last shot, or try to. Over on the right, there goes a corner shot. It is good again. The same young lady, Casey Gregory, the sophomore, drills another three, and Fort Recovery's not going to get a shot off, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So it was an excellent quarter for the first three quarters for Fort Recovery, but boy, thanks to three threes by Ellie Klein, Crestview has jumped out to a 16-10 lead at the end of the first quarter of play. 16-10 for Crestview on top here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the first quarter of play, Fort Recovery was led by Carly Niekamp with 6 2-points for Emma Smits and Cameron Mollenkamp, and that was it for the Lady Indians. Left side shot is up and no good by Crestview to start the second quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. And don't forget, they have a nice handicap medical equipment center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it. Shots fired up from the right side by Bridget Holman. No good. Rebound comes to Crestview's Kennedy Kreider. Crestview again led by sophomore Casey Gregory with 9. There's a 3-point shot. Actually, they say it's a 2. Up and good. And Crestview stole the ball away. There's a shot from the right side. No good. Way off the mark that time by the sophomore. Rebound came down to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Bridget Holman on the left side. She will pass back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. Carly Niekamp right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Out to Bridget Holman between the circles, out by the center circle. Now to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right. Fort Recovery trails by 8. Crestview scored about 10 in a row here. 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Your Kloss and New Holland dealer in Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Carly Niekamp with the basketball. She will pass back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Lady Indians having a hard time finding a shot here. Bridget Holman over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp tries to go down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Crestview. That two-point basket a moment ago for Crestview was scored by Ellie Klein, giving her 5 points on the night. In the lineup for Fort Recovery comes Paisley Hartz. Paisley played a lot of the reserve game tonight, which, by the way, Fort Recovery lost to Crestview 31-12, and Fort Recovery just threw the ball away on the inbounds pass. Down up and no good by the Lady Knights. Rebound Crestview, though. Back outside. Cross-court pass. Out top again on the left. Fort Recovery trailing 18-10 here in this second quarter of play. Again, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And there's a 3-pointer good by Ellie Klein. So Fort Recovery led most of the first quarter. But, boy, now we find ourselves down by 11, 21-10. And Coach Tyler Deitch wants timeout. 5:27 to go in the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery down by 11, 21-10. We'll be back.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTVX series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTVX series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTVX series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Sebastian Solis is our studio producer at the radio station. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer and Anthony Reisner are the producers tonight. Welcome to the broadcast, or if you're watching on TV, glad to have you watching tonight as well, watching and listening. Right side it goes to Carly Niekamp, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the left, Bridget Holman bombs it up there, no good. Rebound comes to Crestview, it tipped away by Carly Niekamp, but Crestview keeps possession. Over on the right side it goes. is Peyton Hoffman back over on the left. Here's a drive up, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, a full recovery. As missing the inside shot was Ellie Klein. And there's a foul going to be called on Crestview. That is going to be whistled on Ellie Klein, picks up the foul. Ellie has 8 points tonight. Casey Gregory has 9 to be the two leading scorers for the Crestview Lady Knights. They lead 21-10. Carly Niekamp almost lost it, got the pass away, and now a foul is going to be called on Crestview. That's another foul on Ellie Klein. Picks up 2 quick fouls here, and she's going to come out of the game. Coming in for Crestview will be Lydia Grace, a sophomore player. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. On the left it goes. Paisley Hart has the ball knocked away, but she got it back. Over on the right to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's the pass into Bridget Holman. Misses a shot from the free throw line extended. Rebound comes to Crestview. Lady Knights leading by 11 with the basketball. Here's Peyton Hoffman with it. Again, she's wearing a large brace on her right leg. Ooh, that was almost a turnover there for Crestview on the dribble, but didn't call it. Out front, the sophomore, Casey Gregory. Back to Gregory on the right. Brings it back between the circles, looking for a teammate. Goes right side to Lydia Grace. Lydia back on the left side to Gregory. Gregory dribbles in, passes off. It's up and no good. Nice play there, but it didn't go for Kennedy Kreider of Crestview. And now there's a jump ball called after the shot was missed. Goes to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Crestview continuing their press. Oh, it's almost stolen, and the foul's going to be called now on Crestview's Peyton Hoffman reaching in. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Crestview went to their press, and that kind of turned the tide, turned a deficit into a lead for Crestview, and they, again, still lead here by 11 points. Kind of a slow start here to the second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Into Carly Niekamp, tries to go down low. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Crestview's Lily Best. As Carly Niekamp was trying to hit Emma Smits inside there, but couldn't do it. Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in now. Goes out to Carly Niekamp. And Carly threw it away. Tried to hit Cameron Mullenkamp, and Cameron couldn't come up with it. Kennedy Mullenkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp in the lineup for Fort Recovery. They are sisters. Cameron's the sophomore. Kennedy's the senior. Both very nice athletes for the Lady Indians. Crestview with the ball, leading 21-10. It's been a while since anybody's scored for either team as far as that goes. Gregory with the basketball now for Crestview out front. Tries to pass in low, and they're going to call a foul on Bridget Holman. Reaching in, they say. That looked like a pretty nice clean steal to me, but the official didn't see it that way. So foul number 1 on Bridget Holman, and Crestview will have it out of bounds underneath their own basket. Into Gregory. Dribbling with the ball. Oh, she's such a nice player. Up and good. And she was fouled in the act of shooting. Nice ball handler. Nice shooter. She has 11 points now. Bridget Holman picked up the foul. Her second real quick like there in the last minute. So at the line is Casey Gregory. It's up and good. So that time she gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. So she basically has 4 threes tonight, 3 from three-point land, and 1 with a two-point basket and a free throw, making it 24-10 now. Fort Recovery needs to get some points on the board here. Cameron Mullenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Back to Cameron, and Cameron almost threw it away, as just missing the steal was Peyton Hoffman of Crestview. Goes out of bounds off of Hoffman, so Fort Recovery will keep the ball. 2:20 left to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery with the ball down by 14 points. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. There's a shot, no good. Rebound, Crestview, and here they come. Peyton Hoffman with the basketball. Out front it goes to Josie Kalwicki on the left side. Back out top. Down along the lane inside. Back outside it goes. Crestview working the ball around here, trying to find an open shot. Peyton Hoffman with the basketball now. She'll pass over on the left to Lydia Grace. Over on the left wing, back out top. Inside turnaround shot is good. Haley McCoy scoring. And they've taken the sophomore out of the lineup, giving her a rest. That scored 12 points for them. Casey Gregory's on the bench for the moment. And here's a jump ball called at the Fort Recovery end, and it goes to Crestview on the alternating possessions. Fort Recovery boys basketball team down here at the end in full force, supporting the Lady Indians. Nice to see all the guys here. Here's a pass down low, and traveling's going to be called on Josie Kalwicki. Have three seniors on the Crestview lineup, Ellie Klein, along with Kennedy Kreider and Josie Kalwicki are all seniors on the Crestview team. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side it goes, down in the corner. In the lineup now for Fort Recovery is Brooke Benn. Cameron Mollenkamp out to Kennedy. Kennedy Mollenkamp dribbles to the baseline. Back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. Carly tried to dribble between a couple of players and had the ball knocked away. And here comes Crestview. It's up and no good. Rebound Cameron Mollenkamp. Missing the shot was Peyton Hoffman there for Crestview. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Oh, all the way down and missed the layup. Rebound comes to Crestview. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Recovery has not scored yet here in the second quarter. They started with 10, and that's where they are right now. And that's the end of the quarter. Crestview's coach is not happy. His team didn't get a shot off there. 26-10 is the halftime score. Fort Recovery being outscored 10-0. Outscored 10-0 in that second quarter, now trailing 26-10. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to talk with Coach Tyler Deitch of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. Let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. To learn more about Kalp Pharmacy, visit us online at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We have a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. We have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, and t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, wonderful New Year.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Field House, opening night tonight for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians taking on the Crestview Lady Knights. Tyler Deitch is with us now, the head basketball coach of the girls here at Fort Recovery. And hey, opening night's always kind of special. And let's talk about the members of your varsity team this year, Tyler.
Yeah, so tonight we got two seniors starting and three sophomores. Going really leaning on Carly Niekamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp to kind of use their experience and leadership to kind of carry us offensively and defensively, making sure we have everybody kind of where they need to be. Looking for Bridget Holman and Cameron Mullenkamp to use the experience they gained last year as well. Cameron being a starter, Bridget coming up from JV along with Emma Schmitz, who will start in our post position for us tonight. Missing McKenna Huelskamp for this game. We'll have her back off her ACL tear tomorrow. And looking to get some good minutes out of Maddie Shaneline, Brooke Benn, Paisley Hart as well tonight. Just kind of seeing where we're at. It's a young team in a young season, so kind of looking to see where our identity is and keep building from there. It's a long season. This is first game, but give us a good picture of where we're headed for the year.
Well, unlike last year when you were first-year head coach, you weren't that familiar with the gals. Some, but not like you are this year, where you spent a whole year with them last year for the most part and are ready to go now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last year was huge for just our experience as a team and how we're going to do things a little bit differently than we may have done in the past here at Fort Recovery, play a little bit different style, look to be really aggressive on offense, trying to get to the basket, get as many layups and shots in the paint as we can, and as well as pressuring the ball and trying to create some chaos and turnovers on that realm. But, yeah, really getting to know the girls, especially as young as we are, as many sophomores as we have this year that were freshmen last year and in the playing time that they were able to get, it was that's big for just building our team and seeing how we can play together this year.
What would you say are, in your mind, the positive traits of this year's team as of right now?
We're a tough team. We're tough. We're long. We got a lot of length on our team as well as athleticism. So that allows us to be pretty versatile, especially defensively. We're going to change things up a lot on defense, try to keep teams off balance, and then take advantage of that on offense. We got a few girls who can do a lot of really good things on offense. So we're really looking to learn or to lean on their versatility there, their size, and their physicality.
Tyler, hey, thanks so much. Wish you the best this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tyler Deitch, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and we'll be back with more coming up here in just a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cross-harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cross parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cross-harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's halftime. Fort Recovery trailing 26-10. Had a pretty nice first quarter. Led most of the first quarter. But boy, the second quarter was a disaster. Fort Recovery not scoring any points in that second quarter. And Crestview was scoring 10. So the lead, after it was only 6 points at the first quarter, and really Fort Recovery led most of the first quarter until the very last couple of minutes. It was Fort Recovery now trailing by 16, 26-10, with that scoreless second quarter under their belts. A very disappointing quarter indeed. Once again, Fort Recovery is on the road tomorrow night at Arcanum. That JV game starts at 6 tomorrow evening. Next week, the Lady Indians have two games after Thanksgiving. On Friday, they will play at home against Indian Lake, a 6 o'clock JV start time. Varsity about 7:30. And then on Saturday morning, they're going to be playing at Mississinewa Valley on Saturday morning. And I believe we're going to have, I'm not sure which ones we're going to have on the air, but I think we're going to have both those maybe on the air next week. Definitely the Mississinewa Valley game. I know that's going to be on the radio. It's a daytime game. Varsity starting around quarter was brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Again, they are your outstanding New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They were our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Just about ready to go in the second half. Real quickly on the scoring for Fort Recovery. Again, Carly Niekamp led the team in the first quarter with a total of 6 points, two-point goals, and two out of two at the free throw line. And then a two-point goal for Emma Smits and Cameron Mullenkamp, and that was all the scoring. I know Coach Deitch counting on Kennedy Mullenkamp to contribute to the scoring column, but it didn't happen in the first half tonight. Fort Recovery does have the ball to start the second half. Casey Gregory leading Crestview with 12 points this evening. Ellie Klein had 8 in the first half. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away trying to find Kennedy Mullenkamp open inside. Also 2 points for Haley McCoy. Kennedy Kreider had 2 points, and Josie Kalwicki had 2 points. Not many free throws tonight, only one for Crestview, and they hit that one, and Fort Recovery's had only two. And Carly Niekamp has hit those. Right side it goes to the Crestview Lady Knights. Josie Kalwicki back out front. There's Ellie Klein with it. Now back on the left. Klein on the wing. Cross-court pass goes over on the right side. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebound knocked around and comes down to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the basketball. Tries to pass in the corner to Carly Niekamp. It's tipped by Crestview and goes out of bounds, so it'll be the Lady Indians basketball. Hall Brothers Incorporated is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Actually, I'm incorrect on that. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. The Farmer's Friends are Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area communities. There's a ball tipped out of bounds by Crestview again.
Fort Recovery down by 16, 26-10. Carly Niekamp has the ball knocked away from her and stolen by Crestview. Gregory stole the ball, comes down and travels. Hit the basket but won't count. Again, she led her team with 12 points, and they mostly came in the last few minutes of the first half. She had three threes. There's a ball thrown away by the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Another turnover. Fort Recovery's had way too many of those tonight. Once again, we will not be at Arcanum tomorrow, but you can hear the game at FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Here's a drive to the basket underneath, and there's traveling call on Crestview. So Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in here now for the Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back to Carly. Carly dribbling the basketball. Passes up to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Drives to the hoop and scores. There we go. Finally getting a basket for the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp, the senior. 26-12 now. Lead is cut to 14. And Crestview just threw it away. Tried to pass inside and threw the ball away. Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it into Carly Niekamp. Full court pressure continues for Crestview. They started that in the first half and have continued here. Down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy dribbling the basketball, coming out towards the top of the key. Now backs up. Goes over here to Emma Smits. Underneath, Cameron Mullenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Loose but picked up by Bridget Homan. On the left to Cameron Mullenkamp, tries to find her sister, Kennedy. Finally picks it up and gives it to Kennedy, who hits the shot from the baseline. Left, about a 10-footer on the left baseline. That makes the score 26-14. Lady Indians four straight points here in the third quarter, cutting the lead down to 12. 5:07 to go in the quarter. Plenty of time for the Lady Indians to come back in this one, but they need to start scoring, and they have so far with two baskets here in recent times. Crestview with the basketball. Gregory out front with it. Casey Gregory. I would take her on my team anytime, as she is an outstanding player. Not only can she dribble, but she can shoot. Left side it goes for Crestview to Haley McCoy. She'll pass off to Casey Gregory. Gregory out to the center circle. Guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. Now bounce pass goes to the baseline back on the left side. That's a three-pointer up and good by Ellie Klein. There's another one that can shoot the ball. That's her third three of the night. Makes it 29-14. Lady Indians down by 15. That's the first score of the second half for Crestview's Lady Knights. Kennedy Mullenkamp good again. And Kennedy has come alive here, getting 6 points in the third quarter on 3 2-point baskets. It's 29-16. Lead is down to 13 points. Crestview with the basketball. Gregory has it on the left. Dribbles out back out front between the circles. Again, thanks to our studio producers, Sebastian Solis at the radio station, and for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it's Anthony Reisner and Neil Spencer. Inside, reverse layups, no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be two free throws coming for Crestview. They were only at the line one other time tonight and hit that one. Going to the line is Ellie Klein. And she got the first one. Makes it 30-16 now, back to a 14-point lead. Fort Recovery started the quarter trailing by 16. This is up and good again. Now it's a 15-point lead as Ellie Klein hits both free throws. And she has 13 points on the night. Bridget Homan with the basketball. Over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp comes up across the timeline, has the ball tipped away, saves it. On the left to Bridget Homan, fires a three. Oh, doesn't go.
She got her own rebound, though, and now there's a foul call on Crestview reaching in. It's going to be whistled on the Lady Knights, Haley McCoy. So Fort Recovery will have the ball out of bounds. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. The Indians trail 31-16. Carly Niekamp gets the inbounds pass. We'll back it up. Guarded pretty closely there by Peyton Hoffman for a while. Peyton backs off, though. 2-3 zone being applied here by the Crestview Lady Knights. Carly Niekamp dribbling, gives it back outside. Around the horn. Over Bridget Holman on the left. Carly Niekamp goes inside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Stops, dribbles, tries to pass it off to Cameron Mollenkamp. It goes out of bounds, but it went off of Crestview. And Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, and many other area communities. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Carly Niekamp with the basketball out front. Fort Recovery trailing by 15 with the ball. Bridget Holman fires a three, no good. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she scores. And thank goodness for Kennedy. She has 8 points now here in this third quarter of play. 31-18. Lady Indians scored only 10 in the entire first half with no points in the second quarter. That really hurt. Now the Lady Indians have cut the lead to 13 here. 1:55 left to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Ball scrambled for, and it's going to be a jump ball called. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to Cooper Farms' website, cooperfarms.com/join our team. And Fort Recovery calls timeout here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. So we'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians trailing 31-18 to the Crestview Knights.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTV X Series at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTV X Series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hull Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTV X Series utility vehicle. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here's a steal by Cameron Mollenkamp. She puts it up and in, and the Lady Indians only trail by 11, 31-29, as Cameron Mollenkamp picks up her first basket of the second half and 4 points for the night so far for her. Crestview with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes. Back around the horn. There's Ellie Klein with it on the right. She's dribbling the basketball now. Backs it up. Passing on the left side to Lily Best. Crestview using the weave here and kind of killing the clock. I wonder how far they're going to take this. Got a minute to go now in the third quarter. Crestview trying to stop the momentum of Fort Recovery. Almost stolen by Bridget Holman, and now there's a foul going to be called on Bridget Holman trying to steal the ball back. She almost got the steal in the first place. Bridget had a very nice year on the volleyball team, as did all the ladies who were on the volleyball team. Of course, winning the district tournament was a special thing for the Lady Indians. 31-20.
Crestview with the basketball, leading by 11. 37 seconds left to go. They may be content to work the clock down for the last shot here. Port Recovery had some momentum going there, but Crestview trying to put a damper on that by eating the clock here. Gregory with the ball. 17 seconds now. She drives off the pick to the right. There's a shot up, no good on a three-pointer. Oh, rebound, Crestview back up and in. That hurt. Ellie Klein missed the three, but got her own rebound and scored. There's a shot by Carly Niekamp, no good. Off the glass, and the score at the end of three. Fort Recovery carves it down a little bit. Fort Recovery trailing Crestview 33-20. Lady Indians having 10 points in that third quarter compared to 7 for Crestview's Lady Knights. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter coming your way. Thanks again to our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. And remember, they're located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, Ohio, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter in line up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Well, we start the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. Crestview with the steal. It's up and no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Coming up with that steal a moment ago was Ellie Klein for Crestview. Fort Recovery with the ball now. They could cut the lead back to 11 or maybe 10. They trail by 13 right now, 33-20. That second quarter was the killer for Fort Recovery, being outscored 10-0 in that second quarter. After leading almost the entire first quarter of play tonight, there's a pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Crestview. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball out of bounds. And Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Goes into Carly Niekamp. Carly had 6 points early, but hasn't scored here in the second half. She's about due to get going. Cameron Mullenkamp out front with the basketball. Right side it goes. That's Emma Swartz. Has the ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Head coach of the Crestview Lady Knights is Mark Gregory. I would guess that must be his daughter, who's the outstanding sophomore. Tyler Deitch is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in his second year. Here's a three-point shot up by Bridget Homan. No good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Mullenkamp. And jump ball is called. Lady Indians missing Paige Guggenbiller this year, who moved to another school. And as you heard earlier, McKenna Hillscamp, outstanding player for the Lady Indians, out tonight as she suffered an injury and is not cleared to play until tomorrow. So she will be able to play against Arcanum tomorrow, but not here tonight. Crestview ends up with the basketball. They lead by 13, 33-20. Gregory out front with the basketball, dribbles to the left. Now passes inside. Oh, nice pass underneath, but they missed the shot. Rebound knocked away. I think it was Cameron Mullenkamp who knocked it away. and Fort Recovery comes up with the loose basketball. Lady Indians with the ball, trailing by 13, 33-20. Outside it goes, Bridget Holman with it. She'll pass over on the right to Cameron Mollenkamp. Emma Smits with it. On the left to Bridget, and out to Cameron Mollenkamp. Emma Smits, she'll bounce pass to Carly Niekamp. Carly spins, fires, oh, can't get it to go down. Rebound to Crestview. Pulling down the board for them there was Kennedy Kreider. Crestview with the basketball. Here's a three-point shot. It's no good by Klein. Rebound comes to Bridget Holman of Fort Recovery. Holman comes all the way down to the top of the key, and she is fouled by Gregory, I believe. Yep. Casey Gregory, she's in no foul trouble. Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in good old Fort Recovery, just down the road here from the high school. Case IH and Kubota and more available at Hall Brothers. Cameron Mollenkamp, three-point shot, right side is good. That gives her a total of 7 on the night, and it's 33-22. Lady Indians only down by 11 now. Gregory with the basketball. I guess they only gave her a two-point basket on that last shot, so instead of a three, it's a two. Lady Indians trailing 33-22, and Cameron, instead of 7, she has 6 points. There's a whistle on a foul called on Crestview. On Gregory. Second foul on Gregory, and Crestview calls timeout. 4:35 to go. This game's not over yet. Lady Indians down by only 11 with 4:35 to go. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 33-22. Lady Indians trailing by 11 with 4:35 left in the game. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. For the finest in parts for your farm machinery and service, depend on your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp brings it across the timeline. Passing on the right side to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back out to Kennedy. On the left to Bridget Holman. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tries to go inside to Emma Smits. And she lost the basketball. Turnover, Lady Indians. Crestview with it. Klein with it out front now. Ellie Klein will pass on the left side. That's Josie Kalwicki. And there's a timeout called by Crestview. Another timeout. 4:05 left to go in the game. 33-22, Crestview leads by 11.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
And again, your fourth quarter is being brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. And it is a good idea to get your combines serviced and get them ready for the next harvest season coming up. After you've worn them out here during this recent harvest time. We had a great harvest, didn't we? Crestview with the ball. On the left side it goes to Klein. Dribbling. Still dribbling the ball, being guarded by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Goes over to Gregory. Casey Gregory now passes back on the left to Klein. Ellie Klein will go to the hoop. Stops, fires, and misses. Didn't have quite enough muscle to get it up there, and Kennedy Mollenkamp came down with a rebound. Lady Indians could cut the lead to 9. There's Cameron Mollenkamp back to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp in the lane, stops, puts it up and in. Carly Niekamp scoring, and that makes it a 9-point game now. Carly with a total of 8 points. That's her first 2 in the second half. She had 6 in the first half, 33-24. And there's a foul call on Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron says, I was a victim there, not the violator. Crestview will put the ball in play here. Josie Kalwicki will pass in to Ellie Klein, now to Gregory. On the left it goes. Back on the right to Ellie Klein. Klein dribbling. Now gives back outside to Josie Kalwicki. Ellie Klein with it again. And Carly Niekamp trying to get the ball away. Time's kind of running down here. We're down by 9. Boy, if we could hold them here and score, make it a 7-point game, I mean, we'd have a game here at the end. Coach Mark Gregory of Crestview realizes that. He's out there doing his best to keep his team going here. They've had kind of a struggle in the second half with their offense. Out front, Ellie Klein over on the right side to Casey Gregory. Gregory looks to pass it off, still dribbling the ball out by the timeline. Now it goes over there to Peyton Hoffman. Now to Ellie Klein, dribbles in against Kennedy Mollenkamp. Can't find the shot. Back outside. Hoffman with it. Here's Gregory with the basketball. 33-24. Crestview killing the clock here and leading by 9 points. Down to 2 minutes left to go in the game. Oh, they find wide open underneath. Nice play. Kennedy Kreider scoring wide open underneath to make it a 35-24 game. Back to an 11-point lead. That hurts. Cameron Mollenkamp into Emma Smits. Back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. On the left to Kennedy. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Back on the right to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back outside. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left wing. Back out to Bridget Holman, top of the key. Smits. Cameron Mollenkamp. And we have a timeout for recovery. Timeout for recovery. 35-24. Only a minute 24 to go. Lady Indians are in trouble in this one. They're just not scoring enough points to get back in this one, trailing by 11. And I don't think there's enough time left, a minute 24. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV vaccinations, as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with you. Fort Recovery with the basketball, trailing though by 11 with only a minute 25 to go in the game. Bridget Homan on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles around inside, scoops it up, and she is fouled, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Kennedy's had a nice second half of play with 8 points here in the second half after not scoring at all in the first half. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the line for free throws. This is only the second time we've been at the line tonight, and that's up and no good. Well, doggone it. Once again, Hall Brothers is your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. When outstanding service is what you need for your farm equipment, you know where to go. Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Second free throw is also no good. And there's a foul called now on Fort Recovery after the missed free throw. Bridget Homan gets called for the foul. Down comes Ellie Klein underneath. It's up and good. Klein feeding Peyton Hoffman, who gets her first basket of the evening. And that pretty much is the nail in the coffin. 37-24. Stolen by Crestview. Casey Gregory on the steal there. And now she is fouled by Cameron Mollenkamp. It'll be out of bounds here to Crestview, I believe. I think the next one will be a shooting foul after this next one. And there it is right there. As Carly Niekamp tried to steal the ball away from Casey Gregory and commits a foul. And Gregory goes to the line with two shots. Casey's had a nice, very nice game tonight. Free throws up and good. Again, she's the daughter of the coach, Mark Gregory. She has a total of 13 on the night, and this would be 14, and it is no good. Missed it. Ball's tipped out of bounds. He's going to get it. They say it went off Fort Recovery. 38-24, Lady Indians down by 14 points now. In the latter moments of the game, and Fort Recovery calls timeout, trailing 38-24. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
.38-24, Lady Indians down by 14. They were able to carve the lead down to 9 at one time here in the second half, but it's back up now to 14. There's another foul on Carly Niekamp. 45 seconds remaining in the game. Stepping to the line is Peyton Hoffman. She's a junior. She has 2 points on the night so far. It's up and good. He will shoot one more. And it's good again. So Fort Recovery with the basketball here. 36 seconds remaining. Cameron Mollenkamp goes inside, tries to scoop it up. She didn't get a very good angle on it, and it goes out of bounds. Crestview has the basketball. .40-24 Lady Indians are trailing in this game. And Crestview just dribbling out to the final score. This game is over. Fort Recovery is going to lose the game. 40-24 is the final. Thanks to Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. We'll be back with the wrap-up in just a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver. Lady Indians losing tonight 40-24 in the varsity game. They led most of the first quarter and then ended up trailing 16-10 at the end of the first quarter when Casey Gregory went wild from the three-point line. And then the Lady Indians scored nothing in the second quarter and trailed 26-10, being outscored 10-0 in that second quarter, and that really was the difference in the game. It would have been a much closer game had we been able to stay close in that second quarter. After three, it was 33-20, a 13-point lead for the Crestview Lady Knights. And then the final score, 40-24, Crestview outscoring Fort Recovery 17-4. In that, 7-4, outscoring Fort Recovery 7-4 in that fourth quarter to make the final 40-24. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Carly Niekamp, who had a total of 8 points, 6 in the first half and 2 in the second. She had 3 2-point goals and was 2 of 2 at the free throw line for her 8 points. Also with 8 points was Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy had a very nice second half. They all came in the second half. She had no points in the first half. 4 2-point goals for Kennedy for 8 points. 6 points for Cameron Mullenkamp on 3 twos. And 2 points for Emma Smits in the contest for the total of 24. For the Crestview Lady Knights, I had Ellie Klein with a total of 15 points. Casey Gregory with 16. So Casey Gregory, only a sophomore, led her team with 16 points. Ellie Klein with 15, followed by Kennedy Kreider with 4. Peyton Hoffman had 3, and Josie Kalwicki had 2 points for the Crestview Lady Knights. Crestview goes to 1-0 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 0-1 on the season. Again, your final, Fort Recovery losing by a score of 40-24. In the JV game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Crestview 31-12. Scoring 4 points was Jaden Weirich on a three-point basket and one free throw. 2 points for Paisley Hart on a two-point goal. Maddie Shainline had 2 points on a two-point goal. Kendall Ranley had 2 points on a two-point goal. And Ivy Toby had 2 points on a two-point goal for the 12-point total for the JV team. Just not enough offense, losing 31-12 to Crestview at the JV contest. So Crestview comes away a double winner tonight. Fort Recovery Lady Indians will try to regroup as they travel to Arcanum tomorrow night. Again, we will not have the game on the radio tomorrow night, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. And Neil Spencer will have some announcers cooked up for you there for that broadcast tomorrow evening. That should start around 7:30 from Arcanum tomorrow night. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks so much for listening, for our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, and for you folks listening out there in the area. Rob Weaver saying good night from, once again, the Fortside Fieldhouse. The final score, Fort Recovery losing to Crestview 40-24.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.